Today's Amud is Yivamis Mem Amud Beis. We're holding on the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. So it says in the Mishnah, Acholitz Liyavimtai. You have Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without any children, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibum to Shimon, and Shimon does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. Acholitz Liyavimtai, Shimon does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. The halacha is that Mrs. Reuven, being that Shimon did Chalitza with her, so she resembles somebody that Shimon was married to and that he divorced her. Chazal were concerned that this resembles a grusha, and by a grusha, the halacha is, if a person's married to a lady, even if he divorces her, he remains aser to many of her relatives, and she's aser to many of his relatives. So being that Shimon did chalitza now with Mrs. Reuven, and she has the appearance now as a grusha, so Chazal asered many family members to each other. So the halacha is who aser b'krei vaiseha? He's aser to her close family members. V'hi asur b'krei vav, and she's aser to his relatives. Who, and the Mishnah lists them, who aser b'ima, uve'im ima, uve'im avia, he's aser to her mother, her grandmother from her mother, her grandmother from her father, ubebita to her daughter, ubas bita, ubas bina, and her granddaughter from her son or her daughter, uba'achais and her sister, bizmanchi kayemes, as long as she's still alive, meaning as long as Mrs. Reuven is still alive, so then he's going to be aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister, because even by a wife, that's the halacha, even by a regular wife, a person's only aser to his wife's sister, while his wife is alive, but if his wife dies, so then he's mutter to her sister, and this is not going to be any worse. So he's usher to Mrs. Reuven's sister only in as much as Mrs. Reuven is still alive. Va'achin mutarin. But Shimon's other brothers, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and any other brothers, the ones that did not perform chalitza, so they are not going to be usher to Mrs. Reuven's relatives. Only Shimon, who performed the actual chalitza, he gets this isser of kreivas chalutzasoy, but the other brothers who did not perform the actual chalitza, so they do not become aser to her relatives. And the same is the reverse. V'hi asur ba'aviv, and she's aser to his relatives. She's aser to her father, to his father. She's aser to his grandfather. Uvevnai, uben benai, and his son and his grandson. Uba'achiv, uben achiv, his brother and his brother's sons, his nephews, and all. She's aser to his family members as well. And now the Mishnah concludes with another halacha that mutter Adam b'kreivas saras chalutzasai va'aser b'tzaras kreivas chalutzasai, a halacha that we've mentioned in the past, that let's say the case is again, Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and let's throw in another wife. He's married to Mrs. Reuven and also to Dina. So Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven and to Dina, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Shimon does chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. So he does chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. So he's aser, like we know, he's aser to Mrs. Reuven's relatives. Talking about her sister, let's say, he's aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister. So the Mishnah is saying that not only is he aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister, to the kreivas chalutzasai, but he's also aser to tsaras kreivas chalutzasai. Meaning, let's say Levi goes ahead and marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. Right, Shimon's aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister because it's kreivas chalutzasai. Let's say Levi goes ahead and marries Mrs. Reuven's sister. He marries Mrs. Reuven's sister and he's also married to another wife. He's also married to Rivka. And then Levi dies without having any children. So for sure, Shimon is aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister. He's also aser to her tzara. He's going to be aser to Rivka. He's aser to tzaras kreivas chalutzasai. Kreivas chalutzasai is aser. And Mamela, the tzara of kreivas chalutzasai, will also be aser. However, it's his mutter bekreivas tzaras chalutzasai, which means in this case where Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven and to Dina, so Shimon went ahead and he performed chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. Dina is called tzaras chalutzasai. Tzaras chalutzasai, her relatives, Dina's relatives, Shimon is going to be mutter to Dina's relatives. That would be kreivas tzaras chalutzasai. So that Shimon is mutter to. He's mutter to marry one of Dina's sisters, let's say. He'd be allowed to marry Dina's sister, and the Gemara will explain, even though they sound very similar, they sound to have the same element of closeness, the Gemara will explain at the end what exactly the difference in the reasons are why by one it's us and one it's mutter. So says the Gemara now, Shaila. We mentioned in the Mishnah a whole list of people, family members, that she's usher to his relatives, he's usher to her relatives by a case of chalitza. Chalitza, they ask her all the different relatives. In Bailu, the Gemara asks the Shaila now, that gazru shniyais b'chalitza aylai. Where the guys are also shniyais. All the cases in the Mishnah are mamish regular arayis, l'chayra, as the Gemara will explain. But where the guys are also on shniyais. So be'erbada arayisa, one side to say is that be'erbada arayisa gazru b'rabban and shniyais. When it comes to a real erbada arayisa, when the person is asa midai raisa to a certain relatives, so then they were geyser on those shniyais as well. A person's not allowed to marry his mother, he can't marry his mother's mother. They were geyser shniyais when it comes to a person's relatives that are asa midai raisa. But b'chalutza like gazur b'rabanan shniyais. But maybe by chalutza, since the whole iser of chalutza is only midai rabanan, so yes, they asked her close relatives, but maybe only the relatives that would theoretically be midai raisa if Shimon would have been married to Miss is Reuven. Maybe only those relatives that would have been the Araisa, so those ones Chazal Asr by a case of Chalitza. But the Shniyais that are only Asr Midrabanan. And Shimon was really, he's mutter to all of Mrs. Reuven's relatives. It's only, this Isra itself is only an Isra Durabanan. So maybe then they were not Geyser an Isra on the Shniyais. Or maybe Chazal didn't differentiate. Anytime a person is Asr to a certain relative, so he's Asr to those, to the Shniyais as well. That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara is going to bring about 6 rayas until we get to the actual final raya. Says the Gemara first a few rayas from our Mishnah. Tashema, our Mishnah says that who aser biima uveimima. It says that he's aser to her mother and to her mother's mother. Vilu aimima, when it doesn't talk about her mother's mother, that would have been a shnia. A mother's mother is only a shnia, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it. The Mishnah mentions her mother's mother, but it doesn't mention her mother's mother. Why not? L'chayr, because that's only a shnia, and you see from here, from our Mishnah, that the reason that the Chazal were not geyser and iser shnia is on chalitza. So that's the raya to which the Gemara says that no, Dilma Hainu time of Delaitani. The reason why the Mishnah didn't want to mention the aim ima, I'll tell you that the reason why the Mishnah didn't want to mention that is Mishum de Kabayi Lemisni Seifa Va'achim Utarin. It's because it would be very misleading. Because then the next line of the Mishnah is that it talks about that Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, all of Shimon's other brothers that did not perform Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. So they're going to be mutter to Mrs. Reuven's relatives. And if it would have said, V'itana aim ima, and if the Mishnah would have spoken about aim ima, Zahava aminaha achin mutarin dafka be'aim ima. I would have said, you know what the Mishnah means when it's coming to contrast Shimon with the rest of the brothers? What it means is that the rest of the brothers are mutarin, means they're mutarin to the shniyais, they're mutter to the aim ima. Of a be'aim ima, but when it comes to the aim ima, uvima, or her actual mother, so then lie, so then they're not, so then maybe they would have to be usher. I would have thought that maybe Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, the other brothers, that they're usher to the Chalutza's relatives. So that's why the Mishnah didn't want to speak about aim ima. It would have been very misleading. It could be really they did usher Shniyais. It could be really Shimon is usher to Mrs. Reuven's mother's mother. But the reason why the Mishnah didn't want to mention it was because it would be very misleading. When the Mishnah would then say that the Achin are mutarais, it would sound like that they're mutter only to the Tshniyais, and that they would still have an Isser of the regular Arayas. To which the Gemara says, that's not a problem, so you could just make a very small adjustment. V'lisni aim ima, v'lisni ha'achin mutarin b'kulan. Speak about the aim ima, and then when you get to the brothers, in order to avoid this misconception, so the Mishnah could just say that the brothers are mutter, bekulan to all of them, and then you're not going to be misled to thinking that they're mutter only to the aim ima, because the Mishnah says bekulan. So that would have been a simple fix. If shniyais are really also, the Mishnah should have taught it, and there would have been no misconception, because in the Seifa it could have said mutar and bekulan. So says the Gemara Kasha, the Gemara is not willing to accept this as an actual raya. The Gemara is not willing to accept this as an actual raya, that from the fact that the Mishnah didn't teach it, it must be that there is no Isser Shniyas. I mean, that's the raya. At the end of the day, the raya is that from the fact that the Mishnah didn't teach aim ima, it must be that they were not Geyser Shniyas. The Gemara says, no, it's Taka Kasha, why the Mishnah didn't say it, but it's not a raya. So the Ritva explains the reason why it's not Mamish a raya, is because it could be the Mishnah didn't want to be so lengthy. Why should we have to mention it? It could be to the Tana of the Mishnah, it was Pashut that there's an Isser Shniyas. The Tana of the Mishnah knew that there's an Isser Yisr Shniyais, to speak about Eime Mima and then have to avoid a misconception in the Seifa by the brothers and say Achim Mutarim Bekulon. So that's not something Chazal were interested in doing. The Tana wasn't interested in having to do all that because he understood as a Davar Pasha that of course there's an Yisr Shniyais. Perhaps it could be, and therefore there's no Raya. So there's no Raya either way from this line of the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, attempt number two, Tashima. The Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, that he, Asura Ba'aviv Uva'avi Aviv, it says that she's Asur to his father, she's Asur to Shimon's father, to Yaakov, and she's also Asur to Shimon's grandfather, to Yaakov's father, which is Yitzchak. So she's Asur to Shimon's father, Yaakov, and also to his grandfather, Yitzchak. So Gatani Mia is Avi Aviv. So one of the cases in the Mishnah is a Shnia. The Mishnah talks about a Shnia, it talks about Avi Aviv. It talks about Avi Aviv, so my lav Misham Chaylitz. You see that because of the Chalitza, because of the Chaylitz, because of Shimon, so now Mrs. Reuven becomes Aser to Yitzchak. So why does she become Aser to Yitzchak? Because of the fact that she had Chalitza Dalma Shimon. So you see that through Chalitza, she becomes Aser even to a Shnia, to which to go, and what Iser Shnia is that? The Havila Kalas Benai. The Shnia is that from Yitzchak's perspective, so Mrs. Reuven is Kalas Benai. Because Yaakov is Yitzchak's son, and Mrs. Reuven is like Shimon's wife, so to speak, through the Chalitza. So it's like Kalas Benai. So you see the Regezer Shnia on the Chalitza, to which the Gemara says, and no, like Mishum Misna, Davila Kalas Benai. The reason why she's Aser to Yitzchak has nothing to do with the Chalitza Batsam. She's Aser to Yitzchak Stam. She's Aser to Yitzchak because of the fact that she was once married to Reuven. Reuven was a real marriage. That, of course, she's going to be Aser to the Shniyais, because that was a real Daraisa marriage. So since she was at one point married to Reuven, that's why she's Aser to Yitzchak, because she's Kalas Benay of Yitzchak, but not because of her Chalitza with Shimon, but because of her old marriage with Reuven. So it's the Gemara says now, Tashema, a third attempt, that says, Uben Benay, that she's also Aser to Shimon's grandson. She's also to Ben Benai, to Shimon's son's son. Now that's a Shnia. So my Lami Shem Chaylitz, to have you let Ishas Avi Aviv. From the grandson's perspective, so Mrs. Reuven is her father's wife. It's Kilu, it's Shimon's wife. It's Kilu, it's the grandson's father's wife, because it's Kilu Shimon was married to her, divorced her. So you see that they were Geyser Shniais, even on the Isser Chalutza, to which the Gemara says, Loi Misha Misna. It could be that the reason why Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Shimon's grandson is not because of the Chalitza. She's Aser to the grandson, to Shimon's grandson, because of her old marriage with Reuven. Vahavyala, and therefore she's considered to the grandson as Eshes Achi Avi Aviv. It's her father's brother's wife. Shimon is the grandson's grandfather. Shimon is the grandson's grandfather, and the grandfather's brother is Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven was Reuven's wife, so she's the grandson's grandfather's brother's wife. So that's this. It's true, it's a Shnia, but it's not because of the Chalitza. If she's a Shnia because of the actual marriage, and of course there's Shniais by actual marriage. The Shaila was whether or not there were Geizer Shniais through the Isser Durabanan of Chalitza. And that, the Gemara says, is no Raya. It could be the reason why she's also to the grandson has nothing to do with the Chalitza. It has to do with her marriage to Reuven. But says the Gemara, really, there's such an Isser Shnia of Achi Avi Aviv? Ba'eshes Achi Avi Aviv? But Hamemer Machsher Ba'eshes Achi Avi Aviv? But we know, we had earlier on Chafal from Abayz, that Hamemer said that there's no such thing, that there is no Shnia called Eshes Achi Avi Aviv, to which the Gemara says that Hamemer Mukila Bebarbara de Saba, that it's still not a Raya. Because a Meimar will tell you that when the Mishnah says Ben Benai, it's not referring to Shimon's Ben Benai, it's referring to Yaakov's Ben Benai. Meaning, we spoke already about Yaakov. We mentioned the fact that Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Shimon's father. She's Aser to Yaakov. And on that, the Mishnah was saying, and she's also Aser to Ben Benai. It was going back onto the father. It was going back to Yaakov, that she's Aser to Yaakov's Ben Benai. She's Aser to Yaakov's grandson. Meaning, let's say, to Levi's son, which is Shimon's nephew. And it's also Reuven's nephew. She's Aser to the nephew. Barbara de Saba. Amemar Mukilo, but Barbara de Saba. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Well, Yahachi asked the Gemara, how could it be that it's referring to Levi's son? It's referring to the grandson of the grandfather, meaning, let's say, Levi's son. But, The Mishnah already mentions the fact that Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Shimon's brother and to the brother's son, to Levi's son. So why would the Mishnah say it twice? So says the Gemara, because there's two different types of brothers' sons. Tana Achiv Minav, Uketani Achiv Minaim. When it speaks about the Bar Bra de Saba, that's Achiv Minav. When it speaks about Achiv Uben Achiv, that's talking about Achiv Minaim, so it's two different, arayas, and that's why the Mishnah mentions both. So there's no raya at the end of the day. We tried to bring three rayas, we tried three times to bring a raya from our Mishnah, and each attempt was unsuccessful. So says the Gemara now, a new attempt from a Braisa. And we'll try a few attempts from the Braisa. The Braisa says like this, Tashima, Netani Rabbi Chia, that Arba Midivrei Taira, Va'arba Midivrei Seifrim. That when Mrs. Reuven does Chalitza with Shimon, so now she becomes Aser to four people midaraisa, meaning four arayas, va'arba midivrei seifrim, and four shniyais. Now, the shniyais, the way we always could get out of it is that they're not shniyais because of the chalitza, they're shniyais because of her old marriage with Reuven. They're shniyais machmas Reuven, not machmas Shimon. Anyways, what are the examples? What are the cases? She's Aser midaraisa, she's Aser to Av, Ubenai, Achiv, Uben Achiv, those are all midivrei taira. She's Aser to Shimon's father, his son, his brother, his nephew, those are all midaraisa. And then she's also Aser to Avi Aviv, to his father's father, Va'avi Ima, and his mother's father, Ben Benai, Ben Vita, his grandson from his son, his grandson from his daughter, and those are all midivrei seifrim, those are all midarabanan. So says the Gemara, what's the raya? Because Ketani Mia Avi Aviv, one of the cases that it says that she's Aser to, is that it says that she's Aser to Shimon's grandfather, she's Aser to Shimon's father's father. Father is Yaakov, the grandfather is Yitzchak. It says she's Aser to Yitzchak. My lav mishum chaylitz, and it's hard to know what the hafamina is, but the Gemara says, why is she Aser to Yitzchak? Isn't it because of her chalitza with Shimon? So you see that through the chalitza, they Asered even a shnia, to which the Gemara, v'habila kalas benai, so she's like kalas benai to Yitzchak, to which the Gemara says, loy mishum misna d'habila kalas benai. No, it's because of Reuven, it's because of her marriage to Reuven, that's why she's like kalas benai, that's why she's Aser to Yitzchak. So Tashima, the Gemara brings another ayah. It says she's Aser to Avi Imai. It says that she's Aser to the mother's father. My lav misham chaylitz. The Havila Kalas Bitai, to which the Gemara says, Loi Misha Misna Havila Kalas Bitai. She's not a Kalas Bitai because of her Chalitza with Shimon. She's a Kalas Bitai because of her original marriage with Reuven. Same type of Raya and Dichoy as before. Tosh, the Gemara says now, Tashima. It says that she's Aser to Uben Benai. She's Aser to the grandson. So my lav mishum chaylitz. L'chayra, why is she Aser to the Ben Benai? It's because of the chaylitz. The Havila Eshes Avi Aviv. It means she's Aser to Shimon's grandson. Shimon's son's son. And the reason why she's Aser to him is because from that grandson's perspective, she's Eshes Avi Aviv. She's his grandfather's wife. She's his grandfather's wife. She's Shimon's wife, Ki'ilu, because she did Chalitza. And you see that they were Geizer Shnia on the Chalitza. To which the Gemara says, Loi Misha Misna, Nahavi Le Eishes Achi Avi Aviv. So to which the Gemara is Daiche Madche, like we had before, that no, where she's Aser to Shimon's grandson, not because of Shimon, not because she's like the grandfather's wife, but because of her original marriage with Reuven. So she's the great aunt. It's because she's Klape the grandson, she's the grandfather's brother's wife, that's why she's Aser to Shimon's grandson. To which the Gemara asks, like we asked before, V'hameimer Machshir Be'eshes Achi Avi Aviv. But Ameimer, it holds that there is no such Shnia. So how would a Meimar learn the Braisa? So before we were Madche, and we said that a Meimar will tell you that when it says Ben Benai, it doesn't mean Shimon's grandson, it doesn't mean Shimon's Ben Benai, it means Yaakov's Ben Benai, it means Levi's son. That's how we were Madche before. The problem is that Dichoy is not going to work now. That Dichoy worked before, because even though that person would be an Issa D'Araisa, so that's who the Mishnah could be talking about. But here the Braisa is clear that this is one of the examples of cases that are Midarabana. And if it's talking about Yaakov's grandson, if it's talking about Levi's son, the nephew, so that would be an Issa D'Araisa, not an Issa Shnia. That wouldn't be Midivrei Seifrim. So therefore now we don't have that Dichoy. We don't have the answer that we said before. We can't say it's talking about Yaakov's grandson, because that would be D'Araisa, and the Braisa is clear to the Rabbanon. So the Gemara is forced to say that Enachanami says the Gemara Enachanami that a Meimer Moikim La Mishum Chaylet to Kasavar Gazur Shnias Bechalutza. A Meimer will be forced to tell you that Enachanami we're talking about Shimon's grandson, and that the reason why she's also to Shimon's grandson is because she's the grandfather's wife, klape the grandson, she's the grandfather's wife, and in a chanami, you see that they were geizer shniyos on the chalutza. That's what Ameimar will tell you. Now, lefi those that argue on Ameimar, so they'll tell you that no, that the reason why Mrs. Reuven is also the Shimon's grandson is not because klape the grandson, she's the grandfather's wife, it's because klape the grandson, she's the grandfather's brother's wife, because those that argue on Ameimar hold that there is such a shniyah. So she's also Mishum of the Misnah, she's also because of her previous marriage to Reuven, not because of her chalitza to Shimon. So according to the Chachamim, we still have our shayla where they geizer shniyos on the chalitza or not. To which the Gemara now says one final raya tashema from this brisa. It says uben bitai that she's aser to the daughter's son. Now myla mishum chaylets tahavila eshes avi imai. To which the Gemara says luchayra. If she's aser to Shimon's daughter's son, the reason is because clapping that grandson, so havila ishas avi imai, she's the wife of the mother's father, of the father's mother, of the mother's father rather. So she's the grandfather's wife, that's why she's aser to Shimon's grandson. So you see that they were geizer shniyos, because of her marriage, because of her derabanan, so to speak, marriage to Shimon, because of that chalitza. So you see they were geizer shniyos because of a chalitza, to which the Gemara says, loy misha mishna. No, I can tell you that the reason why she's also to Shimon's daughter's son is not because of her chalitza to Shimon, it's because of her real marriage to Reuven. The havila, because to the grandson, she's considered like an eshes achi avi imai. She's the grandfather's brother's wife through the mother. So that's why she's aser. To which the Gemara says there's no such iser like that. V'hagabi shniya is the erva le'gazru. Even by a real erva d'araisa, there is no such shniya as eshes achi avi imai. So it can't be that that's why she's aser. Elav misham chaylets you. It has to be that the reason why she's aser to Shimon's daughter's son is because of her chalitza to Shimon. Ushmamina gazru shniyos v'chalutza shmamina. So that's the final raya. You see that they were geizer shniyos on a chalutza. So continuing now in the Gemara, the Mishnah had said mutar adam v'chulu, and a person is allowed to marry the sister of tzaras chalutzasa. If Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven and to Dina, and Shimon does chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, so he's allowed to marry Dina's sister, the sister of tzaras chalutzasa. That's mutar. Amar Rav Tovi bar Kisna. Amar Shmuel, haba al tzaras chalutza havla mamzer. If let's say Shimon goes ahead and he's together with Dina, with Tzaras Chalutza. So Shimon did Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, and so Dina is the Tzara. And after Shimon does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, he goes and he's Bayal Dina. The halacha is that Dina is considered an Eshes Ach, but Mela, the child is going to be a Mamzer. Nine time, why is the child a Mamzer? Why is she an Eshes Ach? Because Beisura Kaima, because she remains with her Isser of Eshes Ach, which is really a Machlaikas we've mentioned in the past, a Machlaikas of Yeichnan and Reish Lakish. Anytime you have a scenario like this, let's say Shimon goes ahead, and Shimon does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. According to Reish Lakish, so now that Shimon does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, the halacha is that Mrs. Reuven's already not an Eishes Ach anymore. Now she just has a lav. That Kevin Shalibana Shivla Yivna. Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven, but she's not considered an Eishes Ach. Her Isser gets downgraded. Her Isser gets downgraded to being a lav. Now the shaila is what about the tzara? So Reish Lakish says that the tzara's erva Isser does not get downgraded. Only the one who we did chalitza to. The one who actually performed the chalitza, Shimon and Mrs. Reuven, their Isser gets downgraded. But everybody else's Isser remains the Isser of Eishes Ach. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that no. Rabbi Yochanan holds that when Mrs. Reuven did the chalitza, she's acting kilu as the shliach of all of the Shemeres Yavams, including Adina. And being that she's like a shliach, so just like Mrs. Reuven's Isser gets downgraded, so Dina's Isser gets downgraded as well. So if Tovi Bar Kisna is saying like Reish Lakish, he's saying that if after Shimon does chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, Shimon goes ahead and he's bail Dina, the child's going to be a mamzer, which means that he's holding that the Isser remains the same. The Isser does not get downgraded. She's still an Eishes Ach, the child's a mamzer. Amar Rav Yosef, that afana nami tanina. L'chared is a riot to this from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that mutter adam bekreivas tzaras chalutzasai, that Shimon is allowed to marry Dina's sister. Even though he's not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's sister, he's not allowed to marry the Krevas Chalutzasai, he is allowed to marry Krevas Saras Chalutzasai. He's allowed to marry Dina's relatives. Now, if you say that the Tzara is like on the outside, the Tzara is not included in Mrs. Reuven's Chalitza. It's not that Mrs. Reuven's doing Chalitza on behalf of all of them. So that's why he's now mutter to her sister. He's mutter to Dina's sister, because Dina is not a Chalutza. Dina is not included in that chalitza. Eli amr tzara kichalutza damia. But if you say that the tzara, her iser also gets downgraded, if you would say that her iser would get downgraded as well, meaning the chalitza is kilu like it was a chalitza on the tzara as well. So am I mutter? Why would Shimon be mutter to Dina's relatives? So that you see really a raya from our Mishnah to this Yisai, which is really means it's a raya to Reish Lakish. It seems like our Mishnah is a raya to Reish Lakish, that when a lady performs chalitza, she's not doing it on behalf of all of the women, she's just doing it for herself. So says the Gemara, Lemi Tavi Tifted Rabbi Yechanan. L'chaira, our Mishnah now is a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan who says, the Amar who says, that Bein Hu, Bein Achen, Ein Chayavin, Loyal Chalutza, Kares, Loyal Tzarasa Kares. Rabbi Yechanan Shita is that nobody's Isser is Kares anymore. One Shimon does chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, everybody's Isser gets downgraded. Even Levi and Yehuda's, and even Dina's, and any other Tzara. All the women's and all the men's, everybody's Isser gets downgraded, because they're all acting as a Shliach. Shimon's the Shliach for all the brothers, and Mrs. Reuven is the Shliach for all the women. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, that all the women's Isser gets downgraded, so then it should come out that Shimon should be Usher to Dina's relatives as well. So that our Mishnah seems to be a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, to which the Gemara says that no, Amar Lach Rabbi Yechanan will tell you that Batisfera, that what's the problem? Achis Chalutzasai Daraisa? What, you think the Isser of Achis Chalutzasai is Daraisa? V'amar Reish Lakish Kanshan Rebbe Achis Grusha Medivrei Torah Achis Chalutza Medivrei Sefer. Even Reish Lakish agrees that the Isser of Achis Chalutza is only in Midrabanan. It's not an Isser Daraisa. If it would be an Isser Daraisa, so then I hear, then you could tell me that if she's acting as a Shliach, you can't differentiate between the two. But once the whole Isser is anyways only an Isser Darabanan, it's because it seems like a Grusha. So I'll tell you that Isser of Krevas Chalutzasai, the Isser of Krevas Chalutzasai, that it looks like Krevas Grushasai, it's only on the person who actually does the Chalitza, even though it's true that everybody's Isser gets downgraded, but Lamaisa, the Chashash is only on Shimon and Mrs. Reuven. The Chashash doesn't apply to Dina, and that's why Shimon remains mutter to Dina's relatives, even though he's Usher to Mrs. Reuven's relatives. Says the Gemara now, that Maishnahai Umaishnahai, which the way Rashi learns, is that the question is what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? What's the Pshat? The Mishnah says that Mutter Adam Ukreva Saras Chalutzasai, that he's allowed to marry Dina's relatives, the Aser but Saras Krevas Chalutzasai, but he's Aser to the Tzara of Mrs. Reuven's relatives. Like we said, if Mrs. Reuven has a sister, so Shimon is Aser to the sister, and he's even Aser to the sister's Tzara. The sister would be married to Levi, and Levi would have a Tzara, so Shimon would be Aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister, and also to the Tzara. What's the difference? It seems to be basically the same type of thing. So says the Gemara, because hachta azla behadol lebeidina gazu burabanan. The lady that goes together with Mrs. Reuven to Bezdin, so then on that lady Bezdin the Chazal were geyser, haydeloy azla behadol lebeidina loy gazu burabanan. But they weren't geyser on the one that does not go with Mrs. Reuven to Bezdin. Meaning, when Shimon goes to perform chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, so who does Mrs. Reuven take along with her? Do you think she takes her tzara? They don't exactly get along. They're not on good terms. Who does she take with her to Bezdin? She takes her mother. She takes her sister. She takes her relatives. So since people see Mrs. Reuven going to Bezdin, let's say in the case of a sister, people see Mrs. Reuven going to Bezdin with her sister to do the chalitza, people don't know who Shimon was doing chalitza to. They don't know if he was doing chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, or maybe he was doing chalitza to Mrs. Reuven's sister. And therefore, just like they were geyser on Mrs. Reuven's siblings, on Mrs. Reuven's family, so they were also geyser on the tzaras Krevas Chalutzasa. They were also geyser on the tzara of Mrs. Reuven's sister, because it looks almost like that Shimon did chalitza with Mrs. Reuven's sister. However, when it comes to the tzara, so Mrs. Reuven doesn't go to Bezdin with the tzara, and therefore there's no need to be geyser on the tzara's relatives. People aren't going to think that Shimon did chalitza with the tzara. They'll know that he didn't do chalitza with her, and therefore Shimon is mutter to the relatives of the tzara. That's the way Rashi is masber the Gemara. Other Rishonim are masber in other ways, but that's the way Rashi is masber the Gemara.